appalled at their living conditions in the new graduate residency, from bed bugs to rats to unsafe drinking water that has caused health problems. Despite the ongoing construction at the university, they still allowed students to move into the dorms in September. A rep from the school has stated that the students knew in advance and that it would be under construction, and they will be providing residents with a discount for their rent for the previous months. 900 Santas dressed to the part to participate in a 5K run in Hamilton yesterday, beating the previous year's participants. The 10th annual run will be in Niagara on the Lake this weekend. And the proceeds from it will go to the mission services in the area. This is Mandy with news.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hamilton and Burlington offers mentoring opportunities to meet the needs of children and families. Big Brothers Big Sisters are always looking for more donations and volunteers. With your help, we can make a difference in the eyes of the youth's future. At Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hamilton and Burlington, we believe in the value and values of mentoring. Please visit our website at callbigbrothers.com and browse our many different programs to help today's youth for a better tomorrow.
I'm Dan Forrest, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Lots of action around the NFL this weekend as the Oilers extend their winning streak against the Devils 4-1. Nashville showed the Canadiens what's up with a 2-1 final, and Buffalo put the Chiefs in their place with a 2017 win last night. Chicago tamed the Lions at a 28-13 upset, and tonight your 9-13 Raptors take on the 19-9 Knicks.
Ignite Radio weather.
We're expecting some warm weather to kick off our week with a 2-degree high. Tonight, we're going to dip to a low of -2 with a dash of snow. Right now, we're sitting pretty at 2 degrees in the Hammer. This is Mandy.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
A fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. Now I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we will
bar, see more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Ignite Radio, this is Anne Vernesovic and Sophia Sidios, gracing your time for Hit Ignition. Unfortunately, our last broadcast on Ignite Radio, because this is the last time we'll be on air together as a group, which is quite tragic, don't you think, Sophia?
It's really, really sad. I feel like the time has flown so fast. I still remember our first show in September, and it's just, wow, it's like the time has like flown by since then.
Yeah.
We also gotten way better. Like the chemistry between our group has gotten way stronger since then.
Totally, yeah. At the beginning, we were all just fumbling, getting our bearings, but now we're just clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know what wasn't clockwork though, Sophia?
What was
it? My clocks at home, they didn't work yesterday. You wanna know why?
What happened?
My power went out for hours.
Really?
It was terrible.
Was it at nighttime?
No, it was in the day.
Oh,
but
okay.
It was a gray day, so it's still dark. So basically, I was just doing my business, just going on my laptop, doing schoolwork and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, there was like a pop sound, and all the power in my home went out.
Oh,
and
no.
It's like, well, I guess we gotta just wait for the power to come back on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, okay, whatever. I was just waiting, I was just reading and stuff. And then my mother came back in after doing like the garbage or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she said and then she noticed like the cables up on like the wires,
yeah,
above.
The power lines, yeah.
Yeah, they were all chewed up. So we think it was like an animal that they're like a squirrel or something.
Probably a squirrel, maybe a raccoon if they can crawl up there. But
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, we had to call Elektra and they came down and then they fixed it up and everything was working well. But
do you know if it was just your house or was it the neighbors too? Or like
it was the
neighbors,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
We talked with the neighbors and they were also facing it. But since we all called together, it's like they took it more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I kind of like that power outage because it let me realize the simpler things, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, because like I was like, since I didn't have my laptop, which was mostly my distraction for the day, you know, I use it to watch videos and do my work for Mohawk. And like, since without that, I had to entertain myself in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
And one way that I found was really helpful was reading.
That's true. I remember all the times like when my power went out when I was a child. Like I feel like the power always went out when we were like when it was nighttime or from a storm. I feel like that's when all the power went out. But every time the power went out, we would just play board games, light all the candles on. That's when it would happen.
That sounds like a great way to spend the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, folks. Hit Ignition will relaunch in 10 minutes after these messages.
Hey, it's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away as skilled massage therapy students knead away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays?
How about with reading?
Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their 3 locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
The best internet radio station playing hit music now. This is Ignite Radio.
It's 4 a.m. I can't turn my head off. Wishing these memories would fade and never do.
turns out people lie. They said just snap your fingers, as if it was really that easy for me to get over you. I just need time. Snapping one, two, where are I'm writing a song, said this is the last one. How many last songs are left? I'm losing count. Since June 22nd, my heart's been on fire. I've been spending my nights in the rain trying to put it out. So I'm snapping one, two. Talking to people before I snap, snap, snap. Oh, I might stop talking to people before I snap. Snapping one, two, where are you?
Wishing you a safe and happy holiday season.
From everyone at Ignite Radio.
Merry Christmas. up, giddy up. It's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy, aren't we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you.
And that was Sleigh Ride by Diana Krall. You know what's interesting about sleighs, Sophia? Or more specifically, Santa's sleighs?
What's interesting?
He uses reindeer. Like, why not horses? Reindeer is such a random choice. But enough of that. Like, speaking of animals in general, like, are you an animal person, Sophia?
A little bit, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I think they're pretty cool. Something interesting happened with animals not too long ago. There was, like, this short video that was all over social media with a man, like, he had to fight a kangaroo in Australia.
I think I've seen that. I've seen, like, so many clips of, like, people, like, fighting, like, kangaroos. Like, because kangaroos are, they're really threatening if you, like, come close to them. And they have claws. And if you ever seen, like, a kangaroo's build, it's insane. Like, they look like they hit the gym every single day.
They
have a six-pack. They have, like, their biceps popping out. And just, and I've seen this, I don't know if it was the same clip, but I know the same, that, I've seen a clip where I saw, like, a kangaroo flexing. You just see how strong it is.
That's great, yeah. And, like, that video was just so surreal because, like, he had to go into the water to save his dog because, like, the kangaroo had it all straddled up. And, like, the camera got all fuzzy and stuff, but, like, he duked it out with the kangaroo. And he came out, like, scot-free. He only had, like, a little scratch on his hand. Mm-hmm. It's like, you couldn't pay me to fight a kangaroo. Like, they're scary. Like, what animal would you have to fight if you had to give the chance?
What animal would I fight?
Like, if you had to save, like, your loved one or a dog, like, what would you have to fight?
Oh, I'm not even sure, because I feel like all animals are threatening, and I wouldn't want to hurt any animals.
That's fair. Only if, like, you really had to. Like, maybe if it's a bear, like, in around here in Canada, you probably use bear spray.
Bears are crazy. Bears, I don't know if you've seen any, like, bear horror movies, or, like, it's crazy.
Like the Revenant, yeah.
Like, it is crazy. You don't want to mess with a bear, all right?
Yeah, they are nasty creatures. You know what's not nasty? Our Entertainment Minute with Aaron Bebas. We'll now be passing the torch to him for your Entertainment Minute right now on Ignite Radio.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc. is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the students' best interest in mind with HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans. The MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
Taylor Swift's The Era Tour film was a monumental milestone for the music and film industry by earning a nomination for its 81st Golden Globe Award. The box office also had a sweet weekend, with Timothée Chalamet's Wonka placing number one on the global charts and earning $43.2 million from the 37 overseas markets. Apple also plans to do a big overhaul to their existing iPad family to make it less confusing for their consumers. They plan to make it easier to tell the difference between the models and have plans to make some big upgrades. Some of the new features will include a better screen, the M3 chip, and a fresh new design. I'm Aaron, and that's been your Entertainment Minute.
Hamilton's best hit music station is on the internet.
This is Ignite Radio.
Haven't always been this way.
I wasn't born a renegade. I felt alone, still feel afraid. I stumble through it anyway. I wish someone would have told me that this life is ours to choose. No one's handing you the keys or a book with all the rules. The little that I know, I'll tell you. When they dress you up in lies and you're left naked with the truth, you threw your head back and you spin in the wind. Let the walls crack, cause it lets the light in. Let them drag you through hell. They can't tell you to change who you are. That's all I know so far. That's all I know so far. So you might give yourself away.
Yeah.
And pay full price for each mistake. But when the candy coating hides the razor blade, you can cut yourself loose and use that rage. I wish someone would have told me that this darkness comes and goes. People will pretend, but baby girl, nobody knows. And even I can't teach you how to fly, but I can show you how to live like your life is on the line. You throw your head. Till the world blows up, yes. Up and down and through, till the world blows up, yeah, yeah. You threw your head back and you spit in the wind. Let the walls crack, cause it lets the light in. Let them drag you through hell. They can't tell you to change who you are. And when the storm's out, you run in the rain. Put your sword down, dive right into the pain. Stay unfiltered and loud, you'll be proud of that skin full of scars. That's all I know so far. That's all I know. That's all I know so far. That's all I know. That's all I know so far. That's all I know. With you till the world blows up.
Want to get social?
Social? Hit us up at Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Now what are we doing?
1971 by Jesse Reyes. Good song, good song. Adam Vernesovic and Sofia Sedios here with you again on Hit Ignition on Ignite Radio. You know something, Sofia? I mean good today, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about food, though. I'm talking about entertainment. I mean good because a lot of Godzilla content is coming out. I love the big guy, those monster movies. Oh,
really?
Yeah, like these two ones just came out, Godzilla Minus One, and a new one that's coming out soon, Godzilla X Kong. Mm-hmm. But you know something interesting about that?
What's up?
A lot of people are not interested with the trailer of that new movie because, like, the monsters, they're moving super fast, right? Mm-hmm. They're moving like they're, like, 6 feet tall when there should be, like, towering creatures. And, like, a lot of people are debating, should movies like that be more realistic? Or because they started out like that with Godzilla in the 2014 movie. Or should they be, like, embrace the silliness? Like, it's an ongoing debate on social media. What do you think about shows that are, like, less realistic and more realistic? What do you prefer?
Like, I'm not really into, like, fantasy movies. I'm more into, like realistic movies. So if I were to pick, like you were just talking about, if I were to pick between a more realistic Godzilla movie or a more, like, fictional kind of Godzilla movie, I would probably go realistic movie. Because I know we were talking about earlier, the new Godzilla movie is coming up. I heard it's real, like, really realistic. Shout out to Sam Little, who's talking to us about that. But, so I'm a big movie person. Is that your favorite movie, Godzilla?
Oh, yeah, I love the Godzilla movies. I love also, like, other type of superheroes and space movies. Mm-hmm. Also, if it ever shows up on TV, sometimes I don't mind watching a drama or two. I know you like watching those types of shows.
I love drama movies. I love everything, even comedy movies. But I would say my favorite movies, it's got to be my few favorite movies. I like Goodfellas. That's a good movie. I like Pretty Woman. That's a good movie. Going back to Goodfellas, because we were just talking about that with our producer, Seth. We love Martin Scorsese movies. He's a great director. He's got great movies. I don't know if you've seen any of his movies. Excuse me. He made Taxi Driver. He made I Want to See Casino, too. That's a movie that he made. But I love Goodfellas. It's a great recommendation for you. I would watch that, definitely.
Oh, I should definitely know more. Sophia's going to tell me more about that movie at this break. We're going to pass it off to Aaron Bebas for What's Up Mohawk to keep you guys entertained.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center today.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Are you someone who loves video games, or perhaps you're more of a board game fan? Then join the Student Life team on December 12th at 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. to show off your gaming skills. There will be a FIFA tournament, board game area, and some other casual games to enjoy in the gathering space in room C118 at the Stony Creek campus. The winter timetable registration opens today for some students, so make sure you don't miss out on selecting the time slots you want. And for other students, we are well into the exams. We wish you the best of luck. And that was the What's Up Mohawk.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio Now.
I don't wanna be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight?
Ignite Radio. Bring the world hit music now.
I want you for the dirty and clean. When you're waking in your dreams, make me bite my tongue and make me scream. See, I got everything that you need. Ain't nobody gonna do it like me. We are burning.
That was Baby Don't Hurt Me on Ignite Radio. I'm Vanessa Vick and Sophia Sidios here with you again on Hit Ignition. Our conversation about entertainment slowly shifted to sports. Sophia, you said there's like a UFC game happening on Saturday. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, there is UFC this Saturday, everyone, at 10 o'clock this Saturday, December 16th. So it is going to be a really good card. I know you said that you don't watch UFC, but for all the listeners out there who do watch UFC, I would definitely tune in because it is the last fight of the year and they're going out with a bang. Because this card, Adam, this card, let me tell you, it is really good. Our main event is Leon Edwards versus Colby Covington, and I'm not the biggest Leon Edwards fan. I don't like him, but I am also a Colby Covington fan. But he hasn't fought in, I think, in over a year. But it's going to be a really good event. I would definitely turn in. But I know that they do have UFC. I think it's the 21st of January. They have an event in Toronto. Have you seen anything like that, like at a live sports game or anything like that in Toronto?
Oh, yeah, I did. You know, I'm playing as bread when it comes to sports, mm-hmm. but I do know I went to this amazing Bulldogs game, like in like an actual live game. The Bulldogs are fighting some no-name team, but that they absolutely crushed. Mm-hmm. Like, it was in like elementary school or middle school. I remember I brought some food. I watched it it was like a school trip. My mother was there. It was mm-hmm. like an awesome time. Never could forget it. And every year, I always look forward to when my cousins come over for Christmas or Halloween or Thanksgiving or whatever, mm-hmm. they come over and then they just put on the TV to whatever sports game is relevant. Mm-hmm. It could be golf, it could be like hockey, depending on the season. Mm-hmm, and for sure. Like, and I always like learning about it. You know, I always like sitting there, chilling with my family, just watching some good games.
I feel like the only problem, like with sports games and watching them live, it's that the tickets are really expensive.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
The worst thing about it, because I know I want to watch UFC live in Toronto in January, but the thing is, the ticket prices are, because this is the first time UFC is coming back to Toronto in, I think, since the pandemic happened, which is a very unfortunate thing. But that's what I was talking about. The ticket prices are just crazy. Even if you are in the nosebleeds, that's the worst part, I feel like, with sports games. But I know there's a lot of competition, where you chances where you can win like free tickets to games. Like I always try to sign up for those, but yeah. Have you ever won anything like that? Like run any free tickets or anything?
You know, I'm quite unlucky. I never had the chance to actually win one of those. Mm-hmm. But if you won any tickets or have an interesting story about sports in general, follow us on the Instagram on @hitignition and let us know. Other radio stations at Mohawk, they're probably all gone for the semester, but we will be staying. Just like how we'll be coming up right after this break with Wayback Playback hosted by Sophia.
With me?
Yeah. Don't go anywhere.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc. working to respect the human rights of everyone. We're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Here at Mohawk's Massage Therapy Student Clinic, we've discovered that when lying down on the table, students can be a little quirky. There's the giggler, the groaner, the chatter.
You know, I just left my dog today.
And the snoozer. Hey, wake up.
What? Where am I?
It's okay. You're in the MTSC at Mohawk College. Massage therapy, right here at Mohawk College, room R101 in the D-Bark.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
The famous 2000s band with the catchiest pop rap songs that you always heard at school dances, having their first hit song, Where's the Love, in 2003, they won 2 Grammy nominations. In 2010, this band sold over 80 million records, making them one of the best-selling groups of all time, and hitting the first band in 19 years to score 3 Billboard Hot 100 chart toppers from one album. In 2017, their famous female singer left the group. Have you guessed it yet? Here's I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas, and I'm Sophia Cedillos with your Wayback Playback.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it, let's live it up. And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ignite Radio Now.
Pretty Girl Era by Lou Kala. I'm Adam Vernesovic, and this is Sophia Sidos. We're your hosting co-host for Ignite Radio on Hit Ignition. Such a shame, though. This really is our last broadcast live on Ignite Radio. What was your best memory while doing this, Sophia?
So my favorite memory. So we have our group members with us, like standing around us. So they're all gonna laugh about this. So our first show that we did as a group at the beginning of the semester, probably our funniest and probably my most memorable moment with this group. So our first show we wanted to print out our scripts just to know what we want to talk about. So it was Seth and Aaron who were hosts on our first show, and we had to go print out our scripts, but we realized we wanted to print out our scripts like 10 minutes before we were going on air. So, and the library to print our scripts, it's literally like on the other like side of the building. And of course we picked like the last moment to go and do it. And we were literally sprinting for our lives, and we don't even know how to print yet. We haven't figured out how to use the printer, so it took us so long. And it was just like the movies where you have like a hacker like on your computer, and like you're like, I'm in, and then we got it, and like we printed it. We made it back on time because we were running. I was a slow runner, and these guys were sprinting.
Similar,
what about you, Adam?
Here, yeah, similar here. I can never forget the first time I used the audio board, which is now handled by Seth Ward. It was so stressful. I kind of fumbled a little bit, made some mistakes, and I think a lot of us did when our first time using the audio board. But then after a while, we got the hang of it, just like on our first day. Mm-hmm. We were all over the place doing we were all stressing out, made some mistakes here and there. But now we're super like easy at it, and I feel like we're all going to make great broadcasters eventually. Sure. In the world. So I was Adam Vernesvik. I was your host.
I was your co-host, Sophia Sidios.
I'm Aaron Bibas. I was your entertainment and What's Up Mohawk.
I'm Mandy. I took care of your news, sports, and weather.
I'm Seth Ward. I was your producer for the day.
And I'm Doey, and I was your program director for the day.
And we were Hit Ignition on Ignite Radio. Thank you for listening.
Let's face it, your grades probably aren't where you want them to be. But you're a busy college student. You don't have a lot of time to study. Even when you do, chances are you're distracted and don't retain all the info you read. Head over to Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Mohawk's peer tutoring program allows you to pick the brain of educated individuals to help learn and retain knowledge necessary for great grades. 1 hour of peer tutoring will provide you with the confidence and knowledge you need. Peer tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Stop by today.
Hello, I'm a talking compass from CNIB. I help people with vision loss get around.
I'm a banknote reader. I help identify money.
I'm a talking color detector. I can help put wardrobes together.
I'm a talking kitchen scale. I get to work with butter.
Ooh, butter.
For services that help you live more independently and a catalog of talking devices, visit cnib.ca. There are other ways to see.
In the spirit of the holiday season, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever, here at Ignite Radio, we've written a little song to help spread some holiday cheer. Here we go.
Ignite Radio, Ignite Radio, Ignite Radio, Ignite Radio, ho, ho, ho.
That's all we have. We kind of blew the budget on the music and didn't really think to hire anybody that could write lyrics, so yeah. Anyway, happy holidays from everybody at Ignite Radio.
Every year around this time, I start to think about you. We're really gonna have another Christmas Eve without you. I can't believe it's been so long. Day finds a way to make me think about you, like today when we were picking out the tree without you. I can't believe it's been so long. Oh, we miss you like hell on the stories that you tell about the boat that you built but never got to sail. I don't know whether I should cry or I should smile through my tears. Buying presents, I even got you one, forgetting you're not gonna get it. I can't believe it's been so long. This time around we'll try to smile, cause we're sick of tears. Most days are easy now, but it gets hard this time of year. I can't believe you're really gone. About the boat that you built but never got to sail. I don't know whether I should cry or I should smile through my tears. But if you were here, we would sail that boat into the red horizon. Those years. it's cold, everyone is coming home. I just wish you could know this when we're missing you the most. I don't know whether I should cry or I should smile through my tears. But if you were here, we would sail that boat into the
the hottest station on the internet.
Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
I've never called her by your name. I'm lucky yours and hers aren't similar in any way. But you're an undertone still if she listens. You're on the tip of my tongue when we're kissing. And my conscience is flooded. But I don't think much of it. It's subconscious and silent. So I don't let it mean anything. I don't miss you, I just fantasize about you being someone who loves me. It's not fair to anybody, but I just can't get you off of my mind. Think about you all the time. I just think about you all the time. I can't say that I expected just how many moments where we'd still be so connected. You sneak up on my imagination in the worst possible situations, and my conscience is flooded. But I don't think much of it. It's subconscious and silent. So I don't let it mean anything. I don't miss you, I just fantasize about you being someone who loves me. It's not fair to anybody, but I just can't get you off of my mind. I just think about you all the time. I just think about you all the time. I don't miss you, I just fantasize about you being someone who loves me. It's not fair to anybody, but I just can't get you off of my mind. About you all the time. I just think about you all the time. I don't miss you, I just think about you all the time. I just think about you all the time.
Want hit music?
We've got it. You're listening to Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio.
Drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear.
dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year.